Mick Molloy is back on Triple M. So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Welcome to the big Monday, and is it a big Monday or what? Edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Oh, we've already got half our costumes on as we prepare for the greatest Mad Monday in the history of the world, bar none. Coming up later today at the Horse and Jockey in Home Bush. Oh, are you a bit nervous?
I'm nervous. I've got butterflies in my stomach, yes.
Very, very triggered by these outfits.
Yeah. MG looks marvellously tanned.
We'll get to the bottom of that a little later. All before us, Dom Knight on the show, but let's start. Let's get off to a flyer, see if we can't give away $800 in Humdinger.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
You got that right. Here we go. Scott's on the line. Where are you calling from, Scott?
Wollongong.
The Gong. One of our many listeners from the Gong. Have you been listening to the segment?
Yes, every day.
All right. Well, you might be onto it, you reckon. I'll hum it for you. And if you do it, Makita are going to stump up $800 for you to spend in frivolous fashion. Here we go. Oof, it's hard on a Monday. Let me tell you, Scott, I can't do much more than that. I've laid it out for you. What are you thinking?
I come from a land down under by men at work.
Oh, baby, you're taking it! Thank God. Scott, I thought it was the easiest one yet. Yeah?
Oh, Scotty.
It was the easiest one. I can't believe it jackpotted.
You would have been listening to that going, I need to get through because those bozos have no idea what's going on. 100%. Good on you, mate. Well, we couldn't be more happy for you. You'll be humming that tune all day, I reckon, as you work out ways to spend your $800. Well done, Makita, and well done, Scott.
Yeah, and these are the Monday takeaways from round one of the NRL. Look, the Dragons were impressive. Even though it's early days and only round one, the Dragons have impressed big time. They won 28-4 over the Titans on the Gold Coast on Saturday night. There is no doubt Shane Flanagan is a really good coach, and I can't wait to see what he manages to accomplish with this Dragons team. On to two of the bigger upsets of the round. The Sharks across the ditch in Auckland, coming from 12 points down and having barely any possession to win 16-12, is the type of performance you can build a season from. Meanwhile, the Raiders going to Newcastle with all the odds stacked against them was very remarkable. Two of the most impressive performances of recent times from both clubs in a big year for both, I think. I don't think there's any cause for concern for the Warriors, but the Knights, they need to address their playmaker scenario ASAP. They had four playmakers on the field at one time. They've got to address that. And the teams who need plenty of improvement, well, firstly, the Bulldogs. They received plenty of praise for their effort and defeat of the Eels on Saturday, but they desperately need to address their spine. Here's what I would do. I'd move Connor Tracy to fullback, Jamin Salmon to 5'8", which means I'd move Matt Burton out into the centres, put Jacob Preston at lock, and finally I would bring back Toby Sexton to play halfback. I think the other two teams that need addressing are Des Hasler's Titans and Wayne Bennett's Dolphins. I think it's going to be a long year for both these clubs.